Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Human Rights Demand. This is the Jenny Strozier Keeping It Real show for July 19th, 2015. Mr. Strozier may be unavailable today. He told us last Sunday that he was starting a new job this weekend at the Kroger store. So it may be that we need to work out a new schedule with him, but we'll keep you informed about that. Jenny Strozier has a re-entry show at this time on Human Rights Demand. He comes on at 9 p.m. on Saturday nights, Eastern Time, or at 9 p.m. Sunday night at Eastern Time, ordinarily. Tonight it was scheduled for 9:30 p.m. I made an attempt to contact Mr. Strozier for you, but I was unable to do that. So I imagine that he's working tonight or otherwise unavailable, and I apologize that I can't give you more information than that. But we are following Jenny Strozier as he re-enters society after having been incarcerated for 46 years in the Georgia prison system. That's 46 years, and he's been out of prison for 2 years, and we're following his re-entry into society. Thank you very much for tuning in. I very much appreciate you. I'm not alone on this board. They just switched me to the mute stage. I have hackers, and that's very disgusting, but we have a lot of people who like to block free speech, and they have equipment. Even police departments have the same equipment that I'm told NSA has. And so free speech is something that you really don't have. It depends entirely on what you have to say. So for some reason, we have interference very often at the Jenny Strozier Keeping It Real show. He has a show where people get together and try to help reentering citizens who are reentering society from jails and prisons. People who give advice, who give material services to people who are reentering. So I highly recommend that you go to the ARCATS or the Human Rights Demand program and listen to one of our ARCAP shows for Jenny Strozier Keeping It Real. Thank you again for joining us. God bless you. I look forward to talking to you at midnight for the Mary Loves Justice prayer meeting. The channel on Blog Talk Radio for the Mary Loves Justice. We started last week talking about forgiveness. 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 Mandatory for Christians. We'll continue that conversation tonight at midnight Eastern Time at NNIA1. The phone number for you to call in there is 818-572-2947. Again, that's 818-572-2947 for the Mary Loves Justice prayer meeting at midnight Eastern Standard Time. I want to thank you for planning to join us tonight. Remember that all of our broadcasts are saved at Blog Talk Radio, whether it's at Human Rights Demand or at NNIA1. NNIA1 stands for National Network in Action, which is a channel that's managed by the Reverend Floyd Harris, Jr. out of Fresno, California. And we really want to thank Reverend Harris. He was on the show with us on Friday here at Human Rights Demand when we stood in for Mary Diaz. That's Mary Diaz and the Human Conflict Organization. They demand more paroles and pardons for people who serve their minimum sentences, also for people who were excessively sentenced, as well as compassionate release for deserving prisoners. So we want to let you know how much we appreciate you for sharing on these shows. I give you the phone numbers so that you can call in and have your say. One of the biggest obstacles that I faced, and still do, when I was one of the families, I was one of the family members who had lost a relative to wrongful death by police. One of the biggest obstacles I faced was having my say. And that's still a major obstacle. And I want you to know that we're trying to purchase new computer equipment and phone service because of these hackers. Please look online for Mary Loves Justice. We have a GoFundMe fundraiser. And if you'd like to contribute there, it would help our shows to stay on air and help us to be up to speed with computer equipment that actually works without hackers. So I want to thank you. Good night, everybody.